Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Suki Son, a feminine leadership and relationship coach, author, and intuitive healer. In her follow-up, a best-selling book, Alpha Bitch to Enchantress, A Path to Awaken Your Feminine Superpower, Suki brings a holistic view of leadership for a woman and empowers women to embrace their divine femininity to create a new paradigm for feminine leadership. Suki, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be here.
So tell us, Suki, and a great place to start today, how do you define feminine?
I suppose I take a more Taoist view of the feminine. Feminine is, you know, there's a many different characteristics that we attribute to being feminine. Let's say being more kind of a magnetic quality rather than electric kind of outgoing quality, or more intuitive versus logical, or nurturing. Those are kind of some qualities that I define femininity, but this is not specific to gender. Obviously, men can have intuitive strength and be nurturing and compassionate. So although I think in the West, you know, there's no other word, like in the East, like yin and yang, what I define as feminine is a yin quality. It's a nurturing quality, not the obvious in-your-face qualities, but the subtle qualities that define us.
I like that. Thanks for that. Now, is there a place for femininity in the workplace? Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. And I think that not only in women, but also in men. I think that, you know, Dan Goldman was kind of the forerunner of emotional intelligence. I think that the old model of what we define as leadership, kind of this bold, inspiring, the masculine mode of leadership, is now being replaced or at least complemented by a different type of leadership that's more nurturing and team building, which I believe to be more of the feminine qualities in the workplace. One of the things that I see and advise for female leaders is that a lot of women felt like they had to become men to be successful in the workplace. And I certainly have been guilty of that in the past when I was in finance and in kind of a more male-dominated workplaces. But I feel that for female leaders, it's so important for us women to embrace their feminine qualities, the nurturing, the intuitive, those aspects, and actually really respect and honor those qualities in themselves, because if we as women don't, there's no chance that men will. So.
And thanks for your input there. Appreciate it. Now, what do you see as the biggest challenge for women within the workplace?
I think there is an interesting trend that's going on. With the Me Too movement, women have become much more vocal and standing up for the rights, which I applaud and I am so for. But also at the same time, I'm hearing from many male leaders when it comes to hiring decisions that all things being equal, they actually would hire the men. So there's a backlash going on with the Me Too movement. I've heard this from so many in so many different places. So I think there's a delicate balance in terms of women finding their voice in the place. But I think that that needs to come from a place of compassion and nurturing and integration, rather than kind of usurping and kind of doing away with the patriarchal regime, which I think is kind of some of the angry type feminists are kind of the proponents of. I don't think that from the masculine side or the feminine side, the angry type of activist is in any way, you know, the right way forward. It's about integration and healing, which is needed, I think, in all aspects of society, not necessarily the feminine being, you know, the dominant force. So that is, in the workplace, I see that the balance and integration of feminine and masculine qualities is where I think, as finding that ground of harmony is, I find, not only within society, but also within ourselves, is what I see as the biggest challenge for women at the workplace.
Certainly some good information on the topic today. We are joined by Suki Son, a feminine leadership and relationship coach and author of a best-selling book, Alpha Bitch to Enchantress, A Path to Awaken Your Feminine Superpowers. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Suki, what is the difference between feminine and masculine styles of leadership, taking a look at leadership within the workplace?
Mm-hmm. I take this clue from neuroscience, where there's definitely differences in the female and male brain. There are some of the qualities that, for example, the brain is made up of gray matter and white matter. Gray matter is kind of like processing centers. When your data input comes in, it processes that information. And then white matter in the brain is like kind of networks between the different servers that process the information. When any stimuli comes into the brain, the male brain, the gray matter activates 10 times more than the female brain. Whereas with a similar stimuli in the female brain, the white matter activates 7 times more than the male brain. What this actually means is that whenever a stimuli or a decision needs to be made, whereas men tend to make it from wherever the servers are, women tend to network through different parts of the brain. For example, the language center and the emotional center and the motor center, they kind of go through the entire system. So give you a simple example. Like when a guy goes shopping, they're usually on a mission shopping. I need a white shirt. Go to the first place they see it, fit, okay, I'm out of there. When a woman goes shopping, she'll try 5 different stores, try all the different styles, check out the prices before she buys anything. And this is kind of slightly the difference between how the male and the female brain. And this is coming from even biology of the structure of our brain. So that has ramifications in terms of our leadership style as well. Women tend to be more holistic in their view. This is good and bad in the sense that, you know, the holistic view allows us to see kind of all the different aspects before making a decision. But at the same time, sometimes they can be a little hesitant and shy to make a decision. They're not as decisive to make a decision. Where men, they're kind of very clear on their focuses and they're very quick to make a decision. So as I said, feminine and masculine qualities, you know, there's this thing called neuroplasticity. Our brain can change and evolve. I think that a conscious effort on both sides to incorporate the other aspect is really important. So that's kind of one example of the difference between feminine and masculine types. Another one would be the masculine tends to be more vocal and in your face at the workplace. They stand up for themselves. Women are generally tend to be more nurturing and compassionate and team builders. They don't like to be necessarily in the spotlight. Again, this aspects need to be balanced. Women need to speak up for themselves. One of the things that in the workplace we're talking about is pay equality. And there's a lot of research that shows that actually the reason why women don't get paid as much, they don't ask for the raise. They don't speak up for themselves, which I find also to be true with my clients as well. So on one hand, women are great at building teams and the group being important, but at the same time, they also need to stand up for themselves. And I think one of the key qualities in leadership is visibility. If you're not visible, people don't notice you no matter how great you are, and therefore, like, you kind of are seen as more of a workhorse rather than somebody who has leadership qualities. So I think that incorporating that for women is very important. Those are a couple of examples of differences between the feminine and masculine leadership styles.
And I'd have to say I agree with you 100% on that perspective. Good stuff there. Lastly, tell us, what's your thoughts on gender inclusion in policies and initiatives?
I, of course, support these policies, but I also feel that sometimes there is a backlash with this. And with any kind of inclusivity initiatives, I feel that these initiatives really need to start from a different place and kind of a cultural change in companies. It needs to start from the heart, because I feel like if there isn't a common ground and a sense of we're all connected here, that these initiatives kind of are shoved down or rammed down someone's throat, and they end up creating more resentment by the people that are not included in this policy. You kind of see that in a bit in America right now, where I think that certain disenfranchised groups are now finding a voice, and therefore it's creating and now that they're given permission to really speak up, it's creating a lot of chaos and conflict with, I guess, the formerly more politically correct type of contingent. And I feel like this is happening also with not only in government, but also in corporate workplaces with these gender inclusivity initiatives that, certain marginalized groups given voice, now the other kind of more dominant group in the past are getting resentful. And I feel like the corporate culture is kind of at the heart of this. Unless there is a consensus and agreement in the culture itself that inclusivity and in the heart, and that we're all in this together as a group, unless that comes first, these namesake initiatives will, for a period of time, I think, end up in more backlash and kind of being more of a token initiative rather than really being a vehicle for true change. And that's a bit my position on the policies and initiatives around inclusivity.
Suki, thanks so much for joining us here today on the program. Really appreciate your perspective and for taking the time to join us here today. If listeners wanted to get more information on yourself, your services, and also your book, where can they best get further details and also pick up the book as well?
Yep. You can contact me through my website, sukisan.com. It's pretty straightforward, just my name. Also, my book is available on Amazon. So those are two places you can find out a little bit more about me.
And I'd say that's easy enough. Again, Suki, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Great. Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Suki Son, a feminine leadership and relationship coach and author of a best-selling book, Alpha Bitch to Enchantress, A Path to Awaken Your Feminine Superpowers. And for all the details, simply visit SukiSon.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.